Martin, get him with your right hand and dial with your left hand, right?
Welcome to Celebrity Slugfest, just one of the internet sites available to America's office worker. This particular site lets you go mano a mano with a celebrity sparring partner, Bill Gates, for example.
The fears that people have, the dreams that people have.
Managers have nightmares about scenes like this. Companies send thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, hooking their employees up to the internet. And for what? Fantasy football, joke email, and the ever-popular porn sites. Managers have become so worried about employees wasting time on the internet, it's fueling a whole new software business. Phil Neray is director of product marketing for On Technology, a Massachusetts company that sells system software to big internet users.
They're concerned that their bandwidth is being used up for inappropriate use, and they want to understand what's going on.
So Neray's company has started selling a new product called OnGuard Internet Manager, which allows companies to log all the internet traffic coming in and out of the workplace and then analyze it by type or even scan it for telltale keywords such as sex or monster trucks. Other competing software products on the market allow employers to block certain websites or even scan email for bad words. But Neray says most employers are content just to have the option of looking over their employees' shoulders.
Once people know that there is a possibility that their employer is going to see where they've been going on the web, they tend to self-censor and self-monitor rather than wait for their employer to let them know that they've been using the web inappropriately.
One of Neray's customers, Madison Gas and Electric in Madison, Wisconsin, reports that that's exactly what happened after they installed the program about 6 months ago. Information security specialist Debbie Curtin says the program has caught very few cases of abuse among the company's 400-plus employees with internet connections.
And we probably haven't used it as much as maybe I would have thought, but knowing that it's there, I think people are a little more cautious.
But the monitoring software might be lulling managers into a false sense of security. John X is a 20-something office worker for a Minneapolis-based manufacturing company. He says even though he gets all his work done, he often has enough time left over to spend up to half his workday surfing the web. His favorite sites are news groups, free-form discussions of favorite hobbies or rock bands or other subjects of interest. John's company put a software block on the news groups as non-work related, but John easily found a way to get around the block. He asked us to change the sound of his voice for this report.
Management has no clue about technology at all, really. They wouldn't know where to start if they were trying to censor or control what we're doing.
Some companies try to frustrate web-savvy 20-somethings like John X by hiring other 20-somethings to run the monitoring system. But even an experienced webmaster like Dave Micko, who's policed the internet connections of some of the Twin Cities' largest companies, thinks monitoring is a losing battle.
Sure, they can filter out a certain percentage of, say, porn sites, for example. But new porn sites pop up on a daily basis, and they know that there are these companies out there who are trying to filter them. There are ways to get around these things, and there's no way, due to the very basic nature of the internet, there's really no way to filter the content 100% in a technological sense.
Micko says he's seen too many technologically ignorant managers leap at the promise of a technological fix, something he finds ironic and self-defeating. Managers who do monitor their employees' use of the internet often hesitate to act on what they find for fear of alienating their employees. John X, for example, says he'd quit his job if management ever tried to ban personal use of the internet.
It's so complicated to tell when you're working, when you're doing something personal, when something personal becomes work-related. It's very complicated.
And employees like John X can afford to demand internet privileges. Given the good job market, employers are in no position to be stingy. University of Minnesota professor Les Wanniger studies the way companies cope with new information technologies. And he says employees have a habit of getting the tools they want, with or without the approval of management. He says he understands the appeal of monitoring systems, but he says they're a dead end.
Could I make a business out of software to monitor people? Sure. And could I sell it to lots and lots of companies? Sure. Okay. And 5 years from now, companies that did it will decide, well, We're smarter now, and we realize it didn't work, and we realize that we didn't, you know, that wasn't where we should have been spending our efforts.
Wanniger says sooner or later, managers will come to the same conclusion about the Internet that they did about PCs and telephones, that surveillance is costly and even counterproductive. And he says eventually the Internet, along with other high-tech trends like telecommuting, will force companies to give up trying to look over their employees' shoulders and instead evaluate their performance by tracking outcomes. For Minnesota Public Radio, I'm Martin Costi.